Hey, parents and coaches, are your kids using the right glove? The most important skill for youth athletes to learn is how to play proper catch. The problem is, most youth gloves are made with bad leather and are too big for small hands. They actually make it harder to play catch. That's why former Major League Baseball shortstop Kevin Smith created Cali Gloves. Cali Gloves are crafted from 100% Japanese kip leather and are the perfect size for kids. All Cali gloves come with palm slits, finger loops, and elastic wrist lacing that encourage proper hand placement, the right closing patterns, and give kids more confidence to go make plays. Cali gloves even allow parents to break in the glove without stretching out the fit. It's the glove Kevin wishes he had growing up and the glove all his teammates want for their kids. Visit CaliGloves.com to learn more and help your kids play better catch. That's Cali Gloves, K-A-L-I Gloves.com.
Welcome to this week's edition of In the Clubhouse with E&D Baseball. I'm Andy Kirikides, joined by my wonderful co-host, Mr. Keith Glasser. How are we doing, sir?
Great. How are you?
Today, we are going to talk about what parents should not do. We generally try to stay pretty positive on this, but we're going to get right to the don'ts, and maybe we can get at the things that the Family Guy reference here that grind our gears, if you will. So why don't you start us off? What's your number one piece of advice or item that grinds your gears when it comes to parents in the recruiting process?
Off the top of my head, making the process about themselves. I think one of the biggest don'ts is that you need to be able to separate yourself from the fact that your son is being recruited, and yes, you kind of are too as a family. Like, you're being evaluated just as much as your son is. And you can really turn the tide in a negative direction on visits, at games, things like that, because it seems to be, you know, all about you. And you want to avoid that, because when you get to college, and I think that there's horror stories everywhere, and, you know, but for the most part, I would be willing to bet that the vast majority of college baseball, like, they don't care about no one. Like, there's not an AD in the country that's going to entertain your phone call because you think your son should be playing over the other shortstop. Like, this is a meritocracy, and you're not there every day. You don't know what's going on. You're only hearing one side of the story, right? Like, you don't know if your son's actually coachable, if he's, you know, the other kid's better, all of those things. And sometimes that's hard to hear and legitimately see. But I think sometimes, like, you can really do yourself a disservice by, you know, kind of making it about you and getting caught up in the fact that, like, your son's getting recruited and, you know, it's usually the we, right? Like, we're getting recruited. Like, you ain't hitting my four hole. Like, I'm not recruiting you. I'm recruiting your son. And if I get any sense of fact that, like, it's going to be an issue when your son is here in my program, I'm going to pass and end up on a different player. And that's just the reality. I think that's the truth for a lot of college coaches out there where, you know, essentially, as my wife likes to say, you know, is the juice worth the squeeze? And I think in today's day and age with a lot of stuff, like, if there's any red flags from a you know, reach out to the coach, you're bad mouthing your high school coach, things like that, like, the likelihood of programs sticking with you is probably pretty slim.
Yeah, I think the thing that kind of trips me up sometimes is when you can tell that the parent wants it more than the child. And I think that's really important to understand, is like, you can't want it more than your kid. They have to be the ones who are driving the ship. They have to be the ones at the forefront of the process. And, like, you nailed it. Like, you don't want to be the reason that your son doesn't get recruited because you're trying to dominate the conversation on a recruiting trip or, you know, that's really what sticks out to me, is like, when you meet parents in person and you've got the kid with them and the conversation becomes a mom and dad conversation. Like, there's a time coaches will seek you out to have those conversations because they're trying to get a feel for you, because your son is a reflection of you in a lot of ways. And, you know, they need to know what that relationship looks like. Like, we certainly get asked about it in the process. Like, hey, talk to me about mom and dad. Like, what do we got? Because coaches want to know, because if mom and dad are high maintenance, there's a decent chance that the kid's going to be high maintenance. Not always, but, you know, these are assumptions that you got to make to a certain extent. And, you know, it's an important part of the process from a coaching perspective to get to know the parents. And you want to make sure that you don't overshadow your kid in the process. I think that's, it seems like an obvious statement, but it's something I think a lot of parents need to just be very cognizant of how you're moving through this with your son or your daughter. You know, not just from a baseball perspective, but if you're a parent here and your daughter's an athlete and she's pursuing college athletics, make sure they're at the forefront of it. I'd say for me, one of the things that I try to at least be observant of was, how do parents act at games? And you're not looking for green flags. You're looking for parents who do dumb stuff, yell at umpires. They're grabbing their kid out of the dugout middle of the game. There's stuff that it gives you the ick when you watch a parent do certain things during the course of a game. Like, you don't want to be the loud, boisterous parents. Like, you want to root your kid on. You want to root your team on. Like, there's all that portion of it. Like, you should be a fan of your son or your daughter when they're playing. But there's a thick line that, you know, you occasionally see, probably more often than I would like, at high school sporting events or travel sporting events, where parents get way too involved in what's going on, and they go from, you know, fan or observer of the game to, you know, trying to kind of be a part of it. And that's a red flag, 100% a red flag, to see a mom and dad yelling at an umpire, or, you know, bad mouthing a coach in the stands. Oh, he doesn't know what he's doing, or what's up with that pitch call. And, like, nobody likes that, you know, the armchair quarterback. You know, so just be aware of how you interact at a game, and don't think that coaches don't pick up on that stuff. Cause we do, right? It's really that simple. Like, we're observing a lot. When you're at a baseball game, there's a lot of downtime to watch. There's a reason that coaches get there early. You know, I went to a high school game this weekend. Luckily, the parents of the player that we went to watch, they're fantastic, and they watched the game and they enjoyed the game and had a really good conversation with them, and they were great. And there was no, you know, tomfoolery going on over the course of the game. But, you know, it was a 2 o'clock start. I was there at, you know, 12:30. I think I beat both teams to the field, and, you know, I sat in my truck and I just kind of watched. I'm watching how kids arrive to the game. I'm watching how people are going about their business, and you see parents shuffle in, and, you know, nobody knows that I'm there to watch a specific kid or anything like that. And you are observing. You got time in between innings, and, you know, the game, you know, lends itself to, you know, kind of the distractions that are going on around the field. And I'm glad to say that there wasn't any there, but I've been to plenty of games where, you know, you're kind of taking notes of, like, all right, well, that's that kid's dad. And he might have had a couple before the game. He's a little loud right now. Like, okay, like, what are we dealing with here? And, yeah, it might not break the camel's back, but it's a mental note that I'm going to keep about, you know, all right, well, I really like that kid. I think he's pretty freaking talented. Like, I got to dig a little bit on mom and dad here, because I saw some stuff that I don't really like. Like, is this a one-off, or, you know, is this kind of the kind of personality that we might be dealing with? And, yeah, parents don't want to hear it, but it's the truth. Like,
if you're the parent of a high school baseball player with college aspirations, you already know the recruiting process can feel overwhelming. Endless showcases, nonstop emails, and big promises with very little clarity. That's why we recommend Diamond College Showcase Camps, the nation's premier academic baseball showcase. At Diamond College Showcases, every college coach in attendance is there with a purpose: to coach, instruct, evaluate, and recruit. Every player is seen, every player is engaged, and every family leaves with a clear understanding of where they truly stand. This is not a mass camp. College coaches run the drills, evaluate every athlete, and provide honest professional feedback that you can trust. Diamond College Showcase camps are built for serious student athletes who value both baseball and academics. If you're looking for transparency, clarity, and a recruiting experience that respects your time and your player's future, Diamond College Showcase is the place to be. To learn more, visit diamondcollegeshowcase.com.
Coaches, yeah, recommend
you couldn't be more right.
Yeah,
and I think it goes so far as to say, like, you know, in our podcast last week, I talked about, like, a lot of guys will go incognito to games. You might not know I'm there, and I might be down the first baseline, and I start hearing you know chirping the coach and how he doesn't know anything that he's doing, and, you know, blah 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 blah. Like, that's some red flags too. Like, you know, if you have nothing positive, if I hear nothing positive coming out of your mouth, I know what that car ride is going home. You know what I mean? Like, or I can assume, I shouldn't say I know, I can assume what that car ride is going home. And I can start making inferences of, like, is there accountability there? Is there, well, it's not your fault. The coach doesn't know what he's doing. Like, well, I watch you swing through two fast, or take two fastballs and then swing at a break ball in the dirt. Like, your coach ain't swinging the bat for your approach, man. You know, and I think that there's, you know, it certainly starts to raise questions. You know, I think one of the other ones too, especially on visits, is when mom and dad dominate the conversation on visits. Not to say that mom and dad cannot be involved, right? Like, you should be. Especially when it comes to, you know, finances and things like that. And there's a caveat to this that I'll point out, that, you know, when you do this long enough and you're sitting on the other side of the desk from families, you have a really good idea of how many times you've kind of been through this process of sitting in front of a coach and asking questions. You know, and if I know that it's your first time or your second time, the likelihood of the kid forgetting some of the questions it is that he's trying to ask is high, right? Like, you know, it is. So, you know, if mom and dad had a semester, you know, you have a couple of extra questions, by all means, you know, ask away, you know. But there's a distinct difference between the kid asking, like, one question and then mom and dad asking 47 questions. Like, again, I'm not recruiting you. I'm recruiting your son. And it leaves a bad taste in your mouth when they walk out. Like, I don't know if he wants to be here. I don't know if, you know, mom and dad want him here more than he wants to be here. I don't know if mom and dad think they're getting recruited, things like that. You know, but it's the reality. Like, you want to strike that fine balance. And I think sometimes, you know, there's, you know, it depends on your, I guess, your level of understanding in this business, right? Like, you know, my parents didn't graduate from college. So, like, they had no concept of what any of this stuff was going on visits. Like, they didn't really know what questions to ask. Either did I, really. I just kind of sat and listened. You know, if you can guess by the way that I can go on tangents, my father is just as bad, if not worse, than I am. He'll tell you he's not, but he is. He can talk. You know, but it, you know, I think that, like, there's a distinction between, like, you know, having conversation, getting to know people, and, you know, organically having questions, and then, like, the distinct, like, wham 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 wham, mom and dad have 47 questions, and you turn to the kid and the kid's just has nothing, right? Like, there's a distinct difference between that. And I think that there's, you know, you kind of want to be a little bit more on the end of getting to know the family by, you know, maybe asking some questions that don't pertain to baseball, and, you know, then also getting to know the coach and having your son or daughter ask the questions that, you know, are of a high priority to them in their recruiting process, because it's going to show the coach that they're cued into what it is that, you know, they're looking to do, what they want out of their student athlete experience, you know, and then while also getting some feedback from the coach of what they're like and, you know, what they have going on. And I think it's a little bit different now, right? Like, you know, when you and I came up in this, it was, you know, it was very guarded and veiled, and you didn't know anything about your coaches, and, you know, you don't dare ask. Where, you know, by the time I left coaching, you know, everyone knew all my players knew who my wife was. They knew my son. That, you know, they knew a lot of things that were going on in my life that, you know, we didn't know as players, where, you know, it kind of humanized you as a coach, but you know, it strengthens your relationship with players as to what's going on. You know, but I think that the back to my original point, the domination of the conversations with parents, and it goes so far as like, you know, being on every single phone call with your son, with a college coach. Like at some point they need to be able to make the jump to have a conversation with a coach on their own. Like you don't need to be involved in every single aspect of what's happening.
Parents, if you've ever felt overwhelmed trying to navigate youth sports, there's a new resource designed just for you, Team Match. Team Match is an online platform built to streamline how families find the right youth sports teams by location, sport, and skill level, all in one place. It also provides a safe, organized space for kids to share their accomplishments, stats, and highlights, while giving coaches and teams a clear way to connect with athletes who are the right fit. Less searching, less stress, more confidence in the process. Youth sports just got simpler for families. This is Team Match. Check it out today at teammatchsports.com.
Yeah, well said. The only other thing that I'll add as far as one of the big red flags for me is don't do the work for your kid. The emails, communicating with coaches, posting on Twitter, whatever it might be. Like you, and this kind of goes back to my first point around, like you can't want it more than your kid. If your kid's not willing to sit down and write an email and send it to a coach, they don't want to play college sports bad enough. You know, and there's people out there be like, oh, well, emails are a waste of time. Like they're not. They're not. Right. It's one of those things that like, yeah, you might send 50 emails and only get 20 responses, but you get zero responses if you don't send any emails.
Right.
Just, every coach checks their emails and they want to see some, honestly, they want to see players who've got a little bit of, you know, we talked about it recently, like a little bit of agency. And coaches, we can tell when, you know, your parents are writing the emails for them and they're responding or whatever it might be, but you know, they need to put the work in. They need to take the time to do that. You know, they need to follow up with coaches. Like certainly don't grab your kid's phone and respond to coaches. I know that's happened before. Like your kids need to be on top of it. There's lessons that they can learn about accountability, about organization, about hard work through this process that will serve them really well when they get to college. You know, sometimes they need to make a mistake. Like part of, you know, what we try to work on with kids is we try to coach them up on the things not to do as well as the things to do. You know, so if we set up a phone call with a kid at 7:30 and we want to sit there and we want to talk to them for 15 minutes and they call us at 7:32, all right, well, that's a great teaching moment for us. They're not going to do that with a coach because we've already talked to them about, hey, you're supposed to call at 7:30, like call at 7:29. All right, done. Now we don't make that mistake. But sometimes they have to make that mistake in order to learn. And I think it's really important to make sure you don't guard them from this stuff and they have to take accountability for what they want to do. I just keep coming back to like, if you don't want to put the work in, college sports probably isn't going to be a part of your future anyways. Because, you know, no matter what level you play, you know, JUCO, Division I, II, III, it doesn't matter. You have to be self-motivated. You have to be willing to do the hard things. You have to be willing to do the things that are required of you at a bare minimum. And in order to get recruited, there's certain things you're going to need to do, and mom and dad can't do them. They cannot be the people who do this type of stuff.
I concur.
Any other items that grind your gears with parents and recruiting process?
I don't think so. I think we covered a good portion of them. We could probably make a laundry list that would be long, but
yeah, I mean,
these are the high level ones that are easily avoidable.
Let the player lead from the front. Make sure that they are doing the work. I think, in my opinion, the parent's role is to be supportive. Make sure that you give them everything that you can to help them be successful. But you cannot do the work for them. And probably the simplest way to put it is like, don't do anything in a game to embarrass yourself or your son. Like, I think that might be the best way to term up what we talked about earlier about parents doing dumb stuff, yelling at umpires and stuff like that. Like, don't do anything that would embarrass your son, and you probably will handle yourself really well, you know, through a coach's eyes.
Yeah, I mean, I remember this isn't necessarily negative, but it's a point of remembering. I remember we had a wild play when I was coaching at RPI, and essentially there was runners on first and second. I want to say there was runners on first and second. We tagged a runner and then went to tag the base at second. But however this played out, we tagged the base and the umpire called him safe. The reason he called him safe was because the force was no longer in play. Like the runner had to be actually tagged. He had agency to go back to the base and not be tagged, right? Or it wasn't a force out. It was bang, bang play. I go out and I'm talking to the umpire and he recalls the entire play exactly how I just saw it and explains why he called the guy safe. And I was like, you're right. You nailed it. Like, good job. So I turn around and walk back to the dugout and I keep hearing someone yelling that he's wrong. And it was right next to our dugout. And I was like, he got the call right. And I'm not necessarily paying attention to who it is because I was like talking to our third baseman and I hear it again. And I was like, guys, enough. He got the call right. And like finally someone in the dugout was like, yo, Glass, it's not us. And I look and it was one of our players' dads that was screaming it. And I was like, yo, he got the call right. Like, stop screaming sitting next to me in the dugout that he got the call wrong. But my point is, like, he was an awesome guy. His son was the captain for us. He was caught up in the moment. And kind of to your point earlier, like, it was one of those one-off things. Like, I don't think I ever heard the guy yell ever, but his son made the play and he was, you know, he was fired up in the moment. But like, you know, you can exploit, like, those things could be one-offs and you dig deeper on it. But I remember that play vividly where I was like, I yelled at him. I was like, will you stop? What are we doing here? Like, the guy got the call right. He still disagreed with me, but yeah, the guy did get the call right.
Rules are rules. Like,
I don't know. No, but I just think that there's, and I to your point, you know, I went off on a tangent there, but like to your point, I do think that, and I'll wrap this up very quickly. You can aid in this process, right? Like, you can still be a part of the process with your son by, you know, kind of helping behind the scenes, right? Like, probably a good thing to do with your son to sit down in front of a computer and go through schools and create a school list and do some of those things together on what it is and come up with questions and press him on what, you know, what it is he wants out of his student athlete. Like, you went, you know, if you went to college or, you know, if you played a sport, you did, like, you kind of went through it, like, albeit, you know, years ago, and it's a different time now, but like, you have a little bit, maybe you have a little bit more of a feel for that, or at the very least sit down and have an idea of what, you know, hey, here are some schools that, you know, have your major, let's throw them on there and see what happens. And I think you can still be a part of it while, you know, a little bit more behind the scenes helping versus being out in front trying to lead it and, you know, supplanting your son or daughter from that process.
Be an asset. And there's a ton of ways you can do it without leading from the front. All right. Parents, hopefully that was helpful. Some good lessons in there, some good advice. So thank you for listening, everybody. Tune in next week. We'll talk to you then. Thank you. Thank you for listening this week. If you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and smash that like button for us. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, as well as Spotify. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at EMDBaseball. If you want to find out what me and Keith do to help families and players navigate the recruiting process, go ahead and check us out on EMDBaseball.com. Take a few minutes to check out our new online academy. I promise you'll get some good information out of that. Thanks again for listening. Check in with you next week.